have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. Yes, no.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really big.
Message erased.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 Say she's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, you've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds. And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. We're talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, honey, take me dancing, but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. I could say, ooh. And everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about I'm crazy. I got diamonds on the soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
He does keep his kids up all night to watch the show. And we're on the air. David Giggles. This is a packed house.
Woo!
We got a lot of people happening here. Can you hear me over there, buddy?
Standing room only.
I'm here. Yeah. I'm here. More people than listeners.
Boar's Head
invites you to... Oh, Jesus. Everything's out of control. We got a lot of things happening here.
What was all that static about?
I don't know. I hit something by accident. What's going on? I am Dave. We got Giggles in Colorado. We got our ex-marketing girl, Morgan, in the grow room over there.
She was let go?
Yeah, she was let go. Well, she's got to redeem herself a little bit today, I think.
Okay.
And then we've got the surfers surfing the gnar, Laura and Dylan in studio.
Gnar Shredders.
Represent. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Keep hitting that.
What sound effect was that?
Can you just stop messing with the radio for 2 seconds?
I'm going to try.
We'll give a plug.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Dave and Giggles. We're every Sunday night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So give us a listen.
Wait, what'd you say?
If you want to call in, you want to talk to us.
What did you say?
We're late to the show.
Wait, what time is it?
It's 11 to 12 Eastern Standard Time, 9 to 10 middle, what are
marijuana
you?
Marijuana time.
Marijuana time.
From 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. So 11 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Sure.
We're Dave and Giggles. If you want to call in, the number is 718-928-9732.
So who might call? David Duke?
David Duke might call in. The white supremacist trying to this is big. Did you hear about this? The Andrew Jackson statue?
No, tell me about the Andrew Jackson statue.
You know me. I just read the headlines.
That's true. Yeah.
But supposedly they wanted to take the Andrew Jackson statue down, and David Duke was in New Orleans, you know, rousing up support for Andrew Jackson.
Sure.
You know, I'm a big history fan. I don't know the extent of it, but I hear he wasn't the best dude.
A lot of those guys really weren't. I mean, even the crazed Hamilton, we did a special on him. We know a lot about him. He wasn't really liked in his time. He was kind of a dick. Yeah. A lot of them were kind of assholes, you know, and they all had slaves. So, I mean, you had that going for him.
What's everyone's hang up about Andrew Jackson, though?
What's the deal with him?
Was it in the headline?
Stop drinking your beer and talk.
I think he just killed.
Well, he killed a lot of Brits.
There's some fuzz going on, the electricity. If we're all just talking over each other, there's some fuzz.
All right, the fuzz is gone. All right, so what's the deal with Jackson? Why does everyone hate him so much? Or at least, why does David Duke love him so much? Are you there?
You asking me this?
Yeah, I'm asking you. You the one who read the headline.
I think he was just like I think he owned slaves, and he killed a lot of Native Americans.
But
that's
they all
I think,
did.
Like, why people don't.
They all did.
Right, but
wait, which one was responsible for the Louisiana Purchase?
Thomas Jefferson.
Was that Jefferson?
Yeah,
he was the one who really like killed a lot of Native Americans.
Yeah, I think Jackson was involved in the. Laura, you would know this too because you were there for this lesson.
there when it happened.
No, he did. He relocated a lot of like tribes.
Yeah,
Native American tribes. Mm-hmm. I think it resulted. A lot of them died on the trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, was he the Trail of Tears guy?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And just a disclaimer to our listeners, we're not a source of news or no. history or real information. We just have to disclaim that so we don't get sued.
Definitely.
Well, no, why would anybody
don't
sue
reference
us?
The show next time you're doing a
no.
making a speech.
I heard on Dave and Giggles that
maybe Trump would probably reference us.
Right.
People are saying Dave and Giggles are saying
some people are saying. I actually I did a job this morning. I took pictures for a kid's party. And I don't know why I did that. It was pretty terrible. But I did it for a friend who is like 100% a Trump supporter.
Wow.
And like he started going off about how horrible Hillary is and how great Trump is going to be. And I was like inside like getting so angry that I just had to be like, we're not talking about this. I can't talk about this because I can't change your mind. So we're just going to stop.
Yeah.
Best way to go about it.
Did he pay you, though?
No, yeah, he paid me. Why do I not hear you? Oh, you got to be on that mic.
Get in the mic.
Pull the mic down a little bit. Pull the mic down a little bit.
So he didn't stiff you like Trump did to all his contractors? Yeah.
And then I told him that. I was like, listen, if you were a real Trump supporter, you would stiff me here.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't have some illegals there doing this job.
Oh, there were. I mean, but, you know, they all can't take pictures.
No, not like you can.
No. I mean, they probably
I would have loved to seen you taking pictures at a kid's party. It must have been so awkward.
So creepy.
It was creepy. And they were like 2 to 3 year olds. Like, it was really, like, they didn't understand what was going on. Because, like, he's doing all this. He's part of the mad science, which is cool. Like, he does all this science and fire and ice and dry ice.
Wait,
cool
Trump
stuff.
Trump doesn't believe in science.
Trump doesn't believe in science. Yeah. He believes in magic. But there's these 2-year-olds that have no idea, you know, they don't really know what's going on. They just look at fire and they're like, ooh, that's pretty much
still
it.
Still do that.
Still do that. Yeah. That's pretty much what all the Trump supporters do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was getting so angry.
Heavy talk.
Oh, I was getting so angry. All right. So yesterday, was it yesterday already? It feels like so much longer ago.
Yeah.
Me, Dylan, and Laura went out to Rockaway Beach and did some surfing.
We did.
Laura, Dylan, and I. Laura. Dylan
don't correct me.
Went out to do some surfing.
I'm going to vote for Trump.
Just because your grammar's bad?
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
All right, so you went out to Coney Island?
No, we went out to Rockaway. We went out to the Rockaways. And nobody in this room can surf.
Good story.
No, yeah, that's basically what we took away from the experience. Nobody here can surf. That's it.
Yeah, nobody can surf.
It's hard.
But we're trying, and that's the important part.
Yeah. I got to do something about you.
You're
like
not
into the
surf in New York.
Sorry,
it just seems miserable.
What?
No. There's like a whole
surfing
section.
There's a community.
There's a community.
Yeah.
There's
a scene.
We went to the surf bar.
Yeah.
And like that was weird.
That was a sight. That was an event.
Describe that.
It was messy, it was sloppy out there.
I didn't know that was going to happen so quick.
Who's calling?
All right. Who's calling? Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
I liked your review, but I didn't think you were getting that mad.
No, I really wasn't getting that mad. I'm doing it for the radio, buddy. So this is the guy I did the shoot the thing with this morning.
Trump supporter.
You
magic
came
magician.
Out support a little mad science. I can give you guys a little support. I haven't heard you in a little while. What's up, Giggles?
Yeah, Giggles.
What's up, Johnny? How are you, buddy?
There it is.
How's your wedding?
I'm good, brother.
How's your wedding?
Good.
Good.
It was good stuff. Yeah, good stuff.
That was a year ago. That was in October.
Yeah,
it was.
Year
and like... It's got an anniversary coming up. First year. Congrats, buddy.
I know. Crazy, right?
So,
give us, Johnny, hold on. Give us your elevator pitch on Trump.
That was good.
John, give us a plug of Mad Science, because Mad Science is awesome.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Yeah, no, it's good stuff, man. We put on a good show for the kids. We try to make a nice, engaging birthday party, make a little slime, play with some dry ice. There were some young kids today, though.
Yeah, they were really young.
A little older, but they liked it. At least they didn't run away screaming and crying.
No, you held their attention pretty well. I was actually really impressed that you were able to, like, wrangle them and sit down for that amount of time.
Yeah, they were tricky, too, especially with, it gets wacky. But it was fun, man.
It was a good
job photographing, too. I can't wait to see the pics.
Oh, well, yeah, well, you're the only one, so... All right, so what's going on, Johnny? Did you make it home all right? We did drink a lot.
Oh, yeah.
During the magic show?
No.
Guys were drinking?
Then we went to a bar called, where did we go? We went to the Honky Tonk Bar.
and watch the Giants game. And it was pretty funny. I ordered. The girl came up to me, and she's like, hey, can I get you anything else? And I was like, can I get a Brooklyn Lager? And she's like, but what beer? And I was like, a Brooklyn Lager? And then she comes back with a Michelada with a Brooklyn beer.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, that's not what... Fine. I will drink
just
it.
Just take it.
Brooklyn Lager, Michelada. Yeah. They got the same sound.
Tomato, tomato.
It was pretty good, though. It was pretty good. It was really spicy, like super spicy.
You started the trend for the table, then. Me and Ryan got
them. I did.
He's a trendsetter.
Trendsetter.
He's a trendsetter.
All right. Do you want to ask John, while we're on the phone with him, any Trump questions while we're here?
Dylan, go ahead.
I don't have
good
any.
Interview.
I know the answers to all of them already.
I think we do, right?
Give us a pitch on Trump.
Sell
Trump. Why should we support him?
Convert me in 30 seconds or under.
Rise your boy.
Yeah. Okay. I personally like Donald Trump because he's unapologetic. He says what he feels. He knows it's not always the right thing or the most proper thing to say, but he knows that he puts it out there and he says it and he doesn't back down. I don't think he's actually lying to us when he says he wants to make America great again. I think he actually believes in the country. I think he is a patriot at heart. I think he's
so
a lot
rough,
smarter
right?
than most people give him credit for. And I don't like the fact that all of his supporters, you can't even admit it's a support. It's like being it's like a dirty word if you say it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just
that is true.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
You don't have to be associated with some of the more radical supporters of Trump, just like you don't have to be supported with the radical supporters of any other thing. You know, there
sure.
are some level-headed people out there.
Sure. I like you. I just don't like your views, John.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. That's what makes America great, though, is the fact
sure,
that we all have
sure.
our own views.
Except that he wants...
And I don't think, like I said to you today, I don't think it really matters which of those two clowns get in. I think they're both ridiculous. I just think Trump will be more entertaining.
That's
and
true. Yeah. That's 100% true.
Yeah.
That's the entertaining part. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna shift gears here, all right, because we can all get really heated up about Trump for a while. Unless Giggles, you wanna have like some kind of contrast.
No, no, shift gears.
Shift gears. All right. I'm gonna ask you, John, and then I'm gonna go around the room. On Friday, they were giving out flu shots. How does everyone feel about flu shots?
Never gotten a flu shot in my life.
Guys never got a flu shot.
Nope.
Giggles.
I believe in them because my kids, you know, I got kids, so they get them. So I get them. And then my wife gets it because she's a nurse. So everybody gets them.
Ugh, everybody gets sick.
You swallow the pill.
You swallow the pill.
Well, I mean, you swallow the pill. You know, you kind of like, you know, you hop on board.
True.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
And you too. You guys. Morgan too. What does she feel? She's 23.
She's too young.
She doesn't
they don't get the sick. They don't get the flu, right?
Doesn't get sick.
I know. I get sick. I do not.
Are you sick now?
I think 3 years.
Kind of sound it. Go ahead.
She's sick in the head.
I have a raspy voice. I can't help it. But no, allergies act up, you know. It's fall here.
It is. So you're saying no. No on the flu shot.
Yeah, no. I don't get it.
There you go.
There you go.
Good Trump answer right
Good
there.
Good Trump
yeah,
answer.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
I don't know.
Nope, don't do
you
it.
You know what Putin's doing, you know. I for one, like getting the flu.
Because then you can stay home from work.
You stay home. You're just like, as long as you have someone there to wait on you hand and foot, that's great. You know, it is excruciating pain for a good, like, 24 hours. But then there's the lead up and then
sure.
the wind down. That's
right.
great.
I don't think I've ever had anything more than like a 24-hour flu.
Yeah. Same here.
Right?
Well, what do you think on flu shots, Dave? Do you get them?
Well, that was the question. So on Friday, they brought in someone at work to give out flu shots, right? And it was some kind of doctor, I'd imagine.
We don't even know.
Yeah,
he didn't have like anything on the wall
nothing,
in that room.
Nothing.
Didn't
so,
have a degree on the wall.
I was like, I don't know how I feel about it. Because last year I did get it. And I got screwed by it in multiple ways. One, I got sick for like a week. I just didn't feel well for a week.
From the shot.
And then two, I was in Walgreens and they were like, hey, you want a flu shot? It's free. I was like, okay, fine. A week later, they sent me a bill for
$35. Oh, wow.
Those motherfuckers. Oh. Really?
That's how they get you.
That's the Trump plan.
Yeah. Just kidding, not free.
Not free.
But you said it was free. No, it's not.
No, it's not. So,
you lied.
So that I think this year I'm going to say no to it. But basically, when the guys came in to give the flu shots, I went around the office and it was, I think it was 8 to 6 not in favor of the flu shot of the people who were in the office. Six people got it. Eight people didn't.
Yeah.
So it's just weird that it was at your work. That's like, hey, guys, you know, take your medicine.
Take your medicine. You know? Yeah, that's exactly right.
It was like,
yeah.
It was probably a surprise. They didn't send out emails. They were like, hey, everybody.
They make you get them so that
sure.
So you
can't call it
voluntarily right. That they do, but
it is. Well, they tried to they chased me down the hall.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that sounds kind of suspicious now.
Very, yeah. Very. Yeah.
Chasing you down the hall, waving a syringe. At
with
your
a syringe. Yeah, a syringe. Yeah, it was pretty weird.
They finally stuck him in the butt with it.
That would hurt. If you're just tuning in, this is David Giggles. Every Sunday night from 11 p.m., 12 midnight Eastern.
Not
if you
want to
call in, 718-928-9732.
What was that number? Say it one more time.
718-928-9732.
Johnny, you're a good man. I have fun with you again.
Have a great show.
I like you, but I don't like your politics.
Okay. All right, you didn't like my politics the last election.
No, I have not liked your politics since I met you. So,
but at least you're still friends.
Yeah, we're still friends.
Know? That's true.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling. All right, later.
Man, we got to do something about him. You can't vote for Trump.
No, I don't think I could be friends with him anymore.
Yeah, I was going to hang up the phone.
Like he's. Speaks his mind and it may not be right or correct, you're like, that doesn't make him like a good candidate for president.
No, it doesn't.
Just because he says what he thinks.
He says crazy shit.
Crazy shit. And that means he should be, listen.
He's not afraid to say crazy shit.
Tomorrow is going to be a really interesting, fun day. So I was told that I was going to go with Dylan to watch this thing, but now he's got to go to some party. What happened?
I don't know. I have a birthday party, but I think I can get out of there by like 8:30.
Laura, how do you feel about this?
She already got out of this birthday party.
Because he said that he would go, and they made a reservation for him.
No, I never actually responded to that.
All right, the fighting right now, let's calm it down. Yeah. Laura, when did he tell you he would go to this party?
Like a week or two ago, maybe?
He told me 3 weeks ago he would watch the debate with me.
Well, no, lies right now.
No, I was looped onto a chain of emails where I was kind of... auto-enrolled into this freaking birthday dinner.
Auto-corrected, right into it.
And I just kind of didn't pay any attention to it, and I just realized it's tomorrow at 7:30. But I feel like I can probably squeeze both of them in.
What time does the thing start? It
starts at 9.
The debate starts at 9. So you're going to go to the party from 7:30 to 9?
Yeah. Then go to the debate. Go see
whose
the debate.
Party is
Wait
this?
A minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
That might not work.
Is this the debate that they're going to air on Friday, but they're filming it tomorrow?
No, they're airing it tomorrow. It's live.
It's live.
It's live.
Tomorrow. I thought it was Friday for some reason.
No, right, it's tomorrow. It's at Hofstra. It's in Long Island, which is weird. I don't know why. But it's live. I was listening to an NPR thing about it today where they were talking about how Donald Trump didn't want a moderator. He just wanted to pretty much say whatever he wanted to say and not have anyone fact check him.
Yeah.
So now there's this whole fact check thing. And then this year they're implementing there's someone who's going to be streaming and monitoring the live tweets, and whatever he deems appropriate, they will ask live tweets.
Interesting.
Which is pretty wild.
Can Trump ask himself questions then? Because he's known to tweet pretty often.
This just in from Trump.
Apparently the Hillary's people too are trying to pressure. I think it's Lester Holtz, right? He's the guy who's going to be the moderator. Try to pressure him to call out Trump on anything that is
any false
statements.
Right.
So
he won't do it.
Yeah.
He won't do it.
You know, like the statement
They're
that
all
he.
Afraid. I think that's the scary thing is I think people are afraid of him.
It's true.
People are afraid of him just like they're afraid of like Putin. Like if you say something wrong to Putin, he's going to snap your neck. You know, zing you.
Seriously. Well, the other interesting thing that I heard on NPR, they were talking about how they've been doing this for a while. There's been someone there to moderate and call out fact check stuff. And apparently during, I want to say the Gore Bush one, somebody called out and said that they were lying. And then it turned out that they weren't lying. So it was like this whole debacle of like, how much faith can we put in these fact checkers?
Yeah.
So like that is a whole thing too.
Right.
So, I mean...
The fact-checkers don't even know the facts.
Who's fact-checking the fact-checkers?
Who's watching the watchers?
Yeah.
I know.
Jeez.
It's a whole debacle.
Good question.
Yeah, I guess just let him say whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's the case.
Yeah, just let everybody say what they want. Yeah.
I mean, this could be a debate.
Exactly.
Dylan is a terrible person to run for president because look at him. Obviously, he can't be. Wait, yeah, no, this is true.
These are all facts.
Yeah. So Arnold Palmer died.
I heard that.
Aww.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Pour one of those. We'll pour Arnold Palmer out for him, right? Pour one out for.
I was waiting to see who was going to be the first person to tell Arnold Palmer.
What are they, like lemonade and iced tea or some shit? Yeah.
Which is pretty good. They're pretty good. And if you throw in a little alcohol in that, pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I actually just had one of those today for free.
In honor?
Well, no.
Did you know he was
dead? I didn't know he was dead.
Is that what killed him? Did he have too many?
Yeah, I think apparently he had too many. Or maybe Laura had too many and it killed him.
Yeah.
Ouch. That's rough.
Jeez.
Yeah.
She's good radio.
Good. What's going on over there? What's happening over there?
Oh, me?
You got Morgan sitting over there, and she's on her phone.
She's Snapchatting, bro.
She's Snapchatting. These kids in their Snapchat.
Like, I'll just look at her, and she'll be Snapchatting all the time.
And now she's fake, like, oh, stretching. I'm so tired from Snapchat chatting.
She Snapchats all day.
I know. These kids, that's what they do. Snapchat. Does anyone in this room have Snapchat?
No.
I don't really understand it.
I don't have Snapchat.
I did, but I couldn't understand it. It was too, like, immediate for me, so I had to, like, give it up.
Bet you Donald Trump likes Snapchat.
Well, that would be ideal for him, because, like, all those crazy things he says.
It's not there anymore.
Yeah.
It went away.
That would have actually be really good.
It would.
That, like, all those things he says that are super crazy.
Yeah, his campaign manager really should push him to start using Snapchat.
Yeah.
Like, only Snapchat, though, nothing else.
Or you can say whatever you want.
Yeah. It disappears in 24 hours.
Don't call it the real Donald Trump, too. Call it, like, I don't know, like the fake Donald Trump. the poor guy.
Sure.
I kind of feel I might vote for him.
He's very rich.
Yeah, he's very rich.
We don't really know.
What do you got over there?
All right.
Yeah.
Carlos is going to call in. We got Carlos, who's, I'll give a little intro before the phones ring.
Okay.
He's a photographer. Who was in New York, but now he's living in New Orleans. And he's got an interesting story to tell us because he's on the scene. You know, he's always like, I think he's looking for the next big thing.
Okay.
So, is that it?
Yeah, I mean, keep introducing him.
Oh, yeah.
Goes, so. He's still here. I mean, you're still there. Introduce the man.
Right, I'm still here.
I mean, let's not just cut off in the middle of an introduction just because he's calling. It is. He's on the phone. He's here right now.
He's skittish. Everyone's skittish when they hear the phone ring, right?
Everyone jumps.
Everyone jumps and freezes.
Oh, my God, the phone's ringing,
guys.
What's
going on?
Let's stop whatever we're talking about. Let's stop whatever we're talking about.
Oh, my God. What's going on over there?
I don't know, Carlos. Carlos, hang on.
Is there a fire?
Yeah, there's a fire. We're trying to get out of the building. Just hang tight for a second. I really want to hear Giggles introduce you. So, Giggles, introduce Carlos.
All right. So, Carlos is a photographer. I'll give the last name, Detris. He also does a blog or a sort of a magazine called The Whiskey Dregs, where he does stories and, you know, interviews and things of that nature. And I love his work. I love him, man. He's a good dude. And I always like seeing what he's up to because it's always something interesting, which I appreciate.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks.
All right. Let's stop for a second. Carlos, how did you feel about that introduction?
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, he nailed it.
I mean, it was like good, honest dude, like a good guy I want to hang out with. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't very presidential.
You know, I do strive to be presidential, but unfortunately, I don't always nail it.
All right. So, Carlos, tell us what's happening on your end. What are you chasing right now? The dragon?
Really, I'm over at the New Orleans Horror Film Festival right now.
But, oh, nice.
Yesterday, I was just, I do a lot of stories on New Orleans and some of the people around here and some of the environmental issues and as well as some of the social issues that have been going on.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday it just happened to be a walk around Jackson Square where I had my camera on me and I saw a crowd of people and
ran over to it.
Yeah, it happened to be David Duke blaming white people, or sorry, blaming black people for white people.
He really took a reverse role there for a second. I'm going to blame white people now.
Pandering.
Pandering, yeah.
Pandering. So, yeah, it was really interesting hearing him say, you know, black people are raping white women and all this. And I was like, oh, okay. Right, here we
classic
go.
David Duke. So was he out there, like, was he on a podium? Did he have a microphone? Was he talking? Or is he just screaming in the street like a lunatic?
He was talking, he wasn't talking like a lunatic. He was just kind of on a soapbox, explaining his issues, and a lot of people were interested. A lot of people were just kind of curious to see what was going on. Like, not probably a lot of them didn't know who he was until the word started spreading that he was a former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard and white supremacist.
It's true.
And, that's when things got pretty hairy.
So wait, Kai's question: who else was speaking during this Trump rally? Anyone else? Any other speakers besides Duke?
Best line of the night. Best line of the night so far. All right, go.
He mentioned Trump at least once.
Okay, but he's for Trump. He's a big Trump supporter.
Well, yeah.
Oh, indirectly, right?
Indirectly.
Yeah. He has said himself that Trump inspired him to.
Oh, he does
to come out.
Run. Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and he's from the New Orleans area and from Louisiana. So,
isn't he running for some kind of office down there?
Senate.
Oh, he's running for Senate.
Wasn't he elected previously? I feel like he was in government.
I think he served as congressman for a term.
Like in the 80s or something.
Long, but I think he either ran or he served, but it was like maybe like a term.
Under Reagan, I think
As far as I know. I don't know all the specifics, but that's what I've gathered. But, I mean, the protest was chasing him down the street, so that's all the running I saw him really do. Because, there was people yelling at him and all this stuff. I thought it was, I cannot stand David Duke, but I was like, man, that's pretty brave. Pretty brave.
Well, yeah. I mean, now he has the cloak of Trump, the cloak of Donald, as they call it, where like he's like, there's actually people out there kind of like, they're on my side. It's cool. Everybody's all right.
Well, I think he thinks that there are. Tweeted and wrote, posted on Facebook about how he was, as he was being chased down the street by protesters, he excitedly pointed toward some white men and women on the sidewalk, and they responded in kind with middle fingers. So, it was both white and black who were vehemently against him and telling him that this wasn't his city and this wasn't his state. So,
sure. I think I would give him the pinky. Because the middle finger would be like, okay, fuck you, David Duke. The thumbs up, he'd be like, all right, that's cool. The pinky, he would just be confused by.
It's true.
He'd be like, wait a minute, what is he trying to say to me?
Right. I mean, it was, it was strange. And then after that was the Black Lives Matter protest. I don't know if y'all know, but in New Orleans, there's a big movement to take down all the Civil War statues and of course Andrew Jackson, he's right there in the middle of Jackson Square, so people are in there trying to tear it down or wanting to tear it down.
Well, he was not Civil War era though, Jackson. He's 1812, right?
No,
War
but
of 1812.
Yeah, he was responsible for the Native American genocide and whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There's a lot of bad things they did. Sure.
Yeah. Bad. But it's contentious because he was, saved New Orleans, Battle of New Orleans.
He saved the country.
War of 18.
Right. Giggles is jumping at the microphone there. He wants to say something. Now he's chewing on his lip. Go ahead.
No, I'm just waiting my turn. So here's a question for Carlos and then everybody around, the round table here. So if somebody, like, granted, Andrew Jackson probably did good things by saving America and, he was given a lot of responsibility. They're like, all right, take over this land. We're eminent domain. We're taking over America. Do your job. So he's just basically doing his job, but also killing a lot of Native Americans. But here's my question. So,
finally,
if somebody's more so if somebody's more infamous than they are famous, and they're just like their legacy is bad, say Christopher Columbus or Andrew Jackson, with all the killing, should we take down their statues? Should we just sort of not try to forget that past, but be like, we're not going to glorify this person in a sort of effigy, like raising them up to this statuesque type thing? Should we look at our idols, our statues, and be like, all right, well, this dude was actually a dick. Let's take it down. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
Carlos first.
Yeah. It's really weird because in New Orleans, we have whites are actually the minority here. So you have a majority black population, and you have these there aren't any statues that give reverence to any of the black causes, you know, so or any of the black leaders of, you know, civil rights that date back here, you know, way, 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 way back. Homer versus Plessy, which it was a really important Supreme Court case.
Say Homer versus here. Who?
Homer versus Plessy.
It was a Simpsons joke.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. I don't want to bore anybody with the historical details, but
sure.
Yeah,
but so it's a valid question that Mike brings up, and should we rewrite history? We do to a certain extent, right? I mean, basically everything
I'm not
that's
saying
in
rewrite
our
history. I'm just saying, like, you can still have it in history books, but I'm saying take down the statues that glorify men who have a bad past. You know, like,
yeah. Right.
That's
right,
just the question.
Exactly.
You know, this is old school. This is like 1800s, you know.
Old school. Old school can range from 1979 to 1800s to when Jesus was around. Old school engulfs anything more than yesterday.
I took
yesterday.
That class in college, the old school, history, old school. Oof, that was a big textbook.
Yeah, I know.
It was like $3,000. It was horrible.
It's a huge textbook.
No, I hear what you're saying, because yeah, a lot of these guys have tainted past where they may have did something amazing, but they're
way
also
to sum up the conversation.
Yeah, they're also jerk offs.
There's a lot of misinformation going around all over, you know, like as far as like what the Confederacy was about and what these guys represented. Like, you know, the Beauregard, for example, was for integrating the military and all that, and that's one of the statues they want to tear down. Yeah, so there's, you know, there's some Confederate figures that, just like all of us, we have very conflicted past, you know, like we were for something and against it later on and all that stuff. So, but I think for a city that is majority African-American and not have to have hardly any statues,
we should have more David Duke statues
contributions. It's pretty shitty, you know, there would be no New Orleans culture without African-Americans. And there's, you know, it's pretty
French.
Contentious, man. It's the South. So,
Spanish
there you go.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your consensus? Tear down these, put up new ones, or just put up new ones right next to the other ones?
Yeah.
Just saying, okay, this is a
for
real
some, statues for none.
For some, statues for none.
I mean, reflect it honestly, you know, reflect the history of New Orleans honestly.
If I were in charge right now, I'd say, you know what? Nobody gets a statue at all.
Exactly. No more
nobody
statues.
Nobody gets
statues. Suck.
Get them out.
They're just covered in pigeon shit, and this is where people like go to piss.
Get them out. Right. Get them all out. You know what? And if it was my country, I'd say, you know what? Only nude women. Just not even real women. Just nude women everywhere.
Get that robe off the Statue of Liberty. Like, let's do
get
this.
Get it off.
It's called Italy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It is Italy.
Yeah.
Nude men and women, actually. A lot of that.
Yeah. Oh. Only nudes.
What? That's
only
how
nudes. It is kind of like that. All right, Giggles, go ahead. You're chomping at the bit.
It's all right. I'm chomping at the bit. All right, so let's get off the bad people now. Let's talk a little bit about give me a plug on the Whiskey Dregs. Tell me a little bit about what's going on with that.
Sure.
And what you're doing.
Because
you brought it back up again.
Sure. The Whiskey Dregs was a project I began many, 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 many years ago. And I started doing it again, focusing on the part of it that I really enjoyed, which was interviewing artists in their milieu and just photographing them doing their thing. And that's basically it. So it's part of my website. It's collegeteachers.com/thewhiskeydregs. And that's basically it.
Nice.
That's all I got for
Dietrich.
You.
Dietrich, not Detris.
Detris.
You might want to spell Dietrich. That.
Yeah.
I mean, either one is correct. Either one is correct.
Cool. So, Carlos, did you get a bunch of? Can we see any of the David Duke pictures that you took?
You can go on. You can go on my Instagram, which is at Carlos Dietrich. That's DETRES, as in Sam. Or I will be posting something about it pretty soon, where you can view it.
Send it
I do
to
a lot
us.
Of stuff on my own.
I mean, not the picture, just like the link when you get it up. Send it to daveandgiggles@gmail.com. Hey guys, you can email us at daveandgiggles@gmail.com. Whatever you want. Yeah. So email the link there, and we'll put it up on our site or whatever. And if we have, do we have a site?
Cool, man. I really appreciate it.
What kind of site?
Make promises you can't keep.
Site.
You're not gonna.
Sky
site. We don't have a site.
That'd be a site.
Thanks for taking the time to, like, talk with me. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, buddy. Call anytime.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, you know, I'll send
we'll
you the link.
We'll come to New Orleans. We're gonna come and visit
you. I'm down.
Sleep on your couch.
Oh, yeah, please. I mean, you got a place to stay for sure.
Sweet.
For sure.
Great. I'll be there. What's tomorrow? The week of the 27th.
Yeah.
All right. Fine.
Okay. Cool.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Thanks, Carlos.
All right, I'm done.
Good guy.
So he actually had information. He was a caller with sort of a man on the scene report.
Yeah. You know? We encourage that.
I'm surprised Marley Mini-Me hasn't called in.
She will.
Is she listening?
Probably. She will. Probably. Yeah. I assume people listen. Don't know.
Or just visit our site at least.
At least visit the site.
About as many people are visiting the site as listening right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. All right. So if you're listening to us now, we're Dave and Giggles. Giggles is here. He's in Colorado. We got our marketing guru. Is she there still or did she leave? Is she gone?
She's here.
Oh,
she's
I
here.
See her. There she
she's
is. Morgan. We have the surfette herself, Laura.
Hi.
And the surf dude bro himself, Dylan. If you're listening to us on a Wednesday between 2 and 3, so it's probably like 2:42 right now, you can listen to the live show at 11 p.m. on Sundays, which I got word. I'm gonna give me a drum roll. I got announcement. So we're going to move. Is that ever going to end?
No, it doesn't end.
So starting, I think, November, I don't know when it is. I got to find out exactly. November 20-something. We're moving.
I'm going to be in New Orleans that week.
We're moving from 7 to 8 on Sundays.
So 5 to 6 my time?
Yeah, 5 to 6 your time.
Okay.
Nice. So either that we've done something right or we've done something horribly wrong to get moved. I can't figure it out.
Is that the timeout slot?
But that's
maybe?
The timeout slot, I think.
Well,
this is the timeout slot.
Yeah, this is totally the timeout slot. Yeah.
It's the maintenance slot. They got to do maintenance on the towers, the radio towers during that time.
I mean, but, you know, we got something.
It's true.
Moving on.
And
up.
If you do want to call in, we got a few minutes here. We got 17 minutes left of our show.
This
if you
is
do
true.
Want to call in and check in with us.
That happened quick.
That was rapid.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Marley Mini-Me.
Hi.
Like clockwork.
What's going on over there? Where are you at?
I am right outside of Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
Ooh.
Dylan and Laura just spent some time over there.
We did. We were there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Funky.
What's your favorite
thing
about Portland right now?
Oh, my God. The food. The brunch.
The brunch.
Ooh, we had some good brunch, actually.
What's the best brunch out there? I'm going to go around the room. Laura, best brunch.
In
boom.
Portland?
In general.
We
boom.
All had it once.
Go.
Best brunch, Madame Claude's, Jersey City. Jersey.
Let's not talk about Jersey.
Yeah, delicious. Geez,
that just killed the whole topic.
Killed everything. Yeah. All right, what'd you have today for brunch? What was your brunch of choice today?
I'm the only one that gets the question.
Oh,
that
my
question.
God. Yeah.
I'm going to ask the girls.
Okay.
Then I'm going to ask Morgan, because the guys don't matter.
I mean, what does Dylan think?
Nobody can. Dylan, look at the guy.
I'm like,
he'll eat anything.
I'm gnawing
like
on the microphone right
dog.
Now.
I'll have a hot dog. And I had a taco.
Okay, go on. Portland brunch.
I don't know, just like biscuits and gravy. You know, like everything here is just like homemade and the eggs are fresh. And all I can think of is like Portlandia when they went to the farm to like meet the chicken. Like that's what it's like. There's like a list of like. You know, where the eggs are coming from.
Oh, my God.
It's just, like, phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
So, yeah, we were having fun. Yeah.
That's cool.
Very cool. And I think you ran into somebody you knew, so, like, you had a little excursion with your friend, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a powwow.
A little powwow.
She's coming up from, she's going from San Francisco to Vancouver, and I was going from Vancouver down, so we kind of crossed in Portland.
That's
so
where you
we
meet
made
people.
Plans to meet up with each other.
Nice.
I know. So we had
that's
a
so
lot
hot.
Of fun. Yeah. It was
man.
One of those random weekends.
Driving in a tiny car together.
Yeah. Taking pictures.
Taking pictures.
Yeah.
All right. So where's next?
Up in the Hood River.
Where's next? Wait, what happened in Hood River?
Well, we just, like, stopped in Hood River for lunch, and we heard music, and we're like, oh, what's that? So we went and, like, checked it out. It was this big beer festival.
You find beer festivals everywhere
every
you
every
go.
Block there, yeah. It's hard to, like, avoid them.
I know. But we were, like, in heaven. It was, like, beer, beards, big burly men.
All things that start with bees.
All the bees. All the bees.
You got all the bees covered.
We were, like, in heaven. Nice. So we ended up, like, spending most of the day there.
Nice. All right,
so, Sarah, I got a question for you.
He's
talk
raising
to me
his hand.
You were in Canada before.
Literally raising
and you dropped
his hand.
Down. I am raising my hand. We're teaching my kid right now to raise his hand before he interrupts. You know, I just want him to raise his hand before he starts talking. So you were in Canada and you were up in Vancouver and then you dropped down into America.
Yeah.
How was that? An honest opinion of dropping down in America. In your car.
Why do you keep saying America?
And dropping down. How is it going down on America?
How was it, you know, with the immigration?
I've never gone down on America.
I have a good immigration story, but, like, how was it, you know, coming in? Were they just like, papers, please, you're through, or did they question you, you know? What happened?
Yeah, so I actually crossed the border 4 times on this trip, and the last 2 times that I crossed in and out, they were really curious. They asked me a lot of questions about my work and what I was going back to do.
And your car.
They're like, why?
Why is it so small?
Yeah, they're like, wait, you
can't be an American.
Yeah, they did. They inspected my car. They're like, what do you mean? Like, kind of like, I don't have anything in here. Like, how long are you going for? So they were really, really curious about when I was going to be leaving their country, basically.
Get out.
They're like, wait a second, are you just, like, hanging out here, or you don't have a job to go back to? Like, what's your deal? One of the cops actually asked me, like, how much money I had in an account.
Jeez.
He's really?
Like, if something happens, how much liquid do you have? Yeah. I was like,
Yeah, they do that. They do that.
What was the response? None of your goddamn business? I'm an American, you son of a bitch?
I'm just here for the cheap health care.
I was like, like, how much is enough? I don't know.
I have about 25 cents in my account.
About weapons, yeah.
And then you showed them your stockpile of guns and
you should have showed them your Instagram account. Been like, listen, this is what I'm doing. Here's my Instagram. Follow me on Insta.
Going down on America.
Hashtag going down on America.
When you go down, yeah.
Yeah, you need to make that your next hashtag. Hashtag going down on America.
Yeah. Any full searches, like taking everything out of the car and being like, where's the drugs, woman? We know you got drugs. Where's the drugs? I've been watching a lot of Narcos lately.
Did season 2 come out yet?
Oh my God, I love that show.
Yeah. It's so good.
I gotta watch that. All right, so where are you heading to next?
So next I'm going to go from Portland to the coast and then down the coast to the dunes and all that, down to California and mosey.
All right. You going to make it down to Mexico? Yeah. I heard there's a wall being built.
You might not come back.
You might not be able to get back.
I might get stuck on the other side.
Yeah.
I was just saying to Morgan, I was like, Sarah should just pick her up. And just, like, you know.
Yeah.
They could go travel for a little bit. You should come to Colorado. If you want to come to Colorado, you got a place to stay, and I'll take you out, and we'll drink some beer.
I advise not going to Giggle's house.
He lives in a grow room. The lights never go out.
Yeah. So that was a surprise, which I wasn't aware of, with Seattle and Portland. I didn't realize you could buy marijuana.
Neither did we.
Oh yeah, that was a pleasant surprise. Yeah.
Why is that so under the radar? I mean,
I don't know.
They don't want you to know
about it.
But I mean, they did it the same time that Colorado did it, but Colorado's getting all the heat for it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know why. I think they're just selling a lot more, I think, in Colorado.
But why?
There's a lot more, I think. Yeah. Cuz I think everybody out in Oregon and Washington had it first. They're like, "Well, this isn't a big deal. We all smoke weed." Colorado, I think it was probably the closest place.
It was like, hey, now we're the Disneyland of weed.
Seriously.
Everybody come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
So it was a pleasant surprise.
Very cool. Very. I mean, don't bring that back.
Right,
don't bring that back.
Back into Mexico, you're going to be stuck behind the wall.
Oh, jeez.
Right. Mm. Only within the border of the state. Got
sure.
It.
Yes. Wink.
Okay, I had a quick observation that I wanted to write a note about.
He's raising his hand again. He's raising his hand again.
Mr. Giggles.
We all love this show on Netflix. Do you think that Pablo Escobar kind of looks like Joshua Jackson from
who's that?
What is it? Dawson's Creek. If he just got, if he like learned Spanish and he was like a little bit overweight. Anybody
what
else?
What are you asking?
I don't know. This is a really hard connection to make for me.
That is a long connection.
Yeah.
I'm really confused.
Someone has a crush.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Listen, you don't have to explain it to us.
But I can't tell if you have a crush on the guy or Joshua Jackson.
Pacey.
Well, the guy that plays Pablo Escobar kind of looks like Joshua Jackson if he just spoke Spanish and like had a little bit of a beer gut.
That sounds so racist all at the same time.
Also it's a not little
racist.
Bit gay.
Come on.
I love it.
And Agent Murphy kind of looks like Macaulay Culkin if he didn't do drugs. Right? That, anybody see this?
That, I'll give you that one. That one I'll give you.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's the one who does all the narration in that, right?
It's good. Yeah, it's good narration.
That was the hardest part for me to get by. Like, I didn't buy his narration the first couple of episodes. But then I was like, all right, whatever. But I didn't know season two was on. So there it is. I'll have to watch it. All right, Sarah.
All right, guys.
We're going to let you go.
Marley Mini-Me, follower.
Make it to the ocean tomorrow. I'll jump in.
Jump in.
Jump in.
I have one rule. Jump in the ocean when you see the ocean.
Shred that gnar.
Shred the gnar.
Shred the gnar.
Get a surfboard and shred the gnar. That's all I ask. All right, bro.
All right. Later, bro.
All right, later. All right. I have. Later.
Good call.
I got two questions for you, Giggles.
Yeah,
one, it's funny because when the phones are up, the audio sounds so different. And then when we turn it off, to me, maybe it's just my headphones, it sounds different. So we turn it off, it sounds like we've gone into another studio, and it sounds completely different. So now it seems like two shows are being butted up against each other.
Somebody smoked a little too much before the show.
Anyway, you have a bracelet around your wrist. What, did you come out of the hospital?
Oh, no, I went to a corn maze. We went to...
you have to have your vitals listed in case you...
Which I gotta say, it was great because we did a family lunch and then we went to this corn maze. But as soon as I walked in the corn maze, I was like,
lost.
I hate this. I don't want to be lost. It's hot. Like, I just want to be out. You know, this isn't fun.
No,
you know?
It's kind of like a roller coaster. When you get out of a roller coaster, you're like, this is gonna be fun, and then you start getting like thrown around. You're like, stop.
Shit.
Can this stop? Can this stop? And then you
but
get there, finished
coaster,
it, and you're
you
like, I can do
over.
That again.
You know it's going to be over.
It's true.
Corn maze, you're just like, but here's the funniest thing about the corn maze is at certain points, you looked up, and there was a guy on a genie lift way up high, I think just kind of overseeing it. And I was like, maybe his real purpose is if somebody freaks out and they're waving. And he's like, this way, go this way, you know, or like calling in backup and being like, we got some dude freaking out. So
he's like
I told my in-laws, I was like, this would be terrible on psychedelic drugs. I don't think they really got it, but like, you know, it would have been terrible on drugs, you know?
Terrible sober as well.
Wait, are you talking about being a parent or going to the corn maze?
Both.
Or being up on the lift.
Right. Yeah, being up on the lift sounds pretty horrifying,
horrible
too.
Job.
It is. All right, so the second question I got for you.
He did have a patio umbrella.
That sounds umbrella.
Nice.
What?
Oh, he was,
yeah.
Oh, he had one. Yeah. I thought you were walking around with a patio umbrella. You should walk around with a patio umbrella wherever you go. That would be fantastic. All right, my second question is this. You said you had a crossing the border story. All right, let's hear it.
Oh, yeah. All right, so Mrs. Giggles and I, when we were dating, decided to drive up north, and we stopped in, you know, upstate New York.
Was this in
a couple of my great aunts.
Horrible truck of yours?
The what is it, a 95 or 2004 Chevy S10 with the exhaust leak. So terrible with the windows closed. It was just like
horrible.
A death trap.
It was.
But Mrs. Giggles loved me so much at the time that she didn't care. You know, windows down, we're going.
At the time.
She would never do that now.
No. Go on.
I think he froze up. There's just like this frozen image of him.
I want the rest of the story.
He's got an exhaust leak in his house. Maybe.
Yeah, we're here. You froze up for a second. Go ahead. Finish the story.
Did you hear or no?
No. Go on.
Okay. All right. So we're heading north. Basically, we cross into Canada at the border, but it's not like a regular border like Highway 87. It's like one of these back roads. And so it's just these, you know, it's a male and female border agent. They're Canadian, French Canadian. The chick was super, super hot. You know, first off, like, she was gorgeous. Blonde, French-Canadian.
I'm sure Mrs. Giggles loved you ogling
pale,
the...
Pale and douchey.
Yeah.
But I'm driving to my truck, and, you know, I have my stuff in the Rubbermaid in the back, and, you know, a couple of our stuff in the back, and they're like,
just let them go.
Why are you guys going this road? Why are you guys entering Canada this way, you know? And we're like, oh, we just want to go, you know, go to Montreal, hang out. And they're like, same questions. How much money do we have in your account? My wife, girlfriend at the time, was like, you know, a little bit savings. I got, you know,
she had more than you.
They wanted her to access her account on their computers, but Chase wouldn't let it because obviously it's a security breach. And basically, they were like, after all, they searched my truck, you know, soup to nuts. And they're like, listen, you have 36 hours in this country, or, you know, 5 days, and then you have to leave. I think they thought we were moving to Canada. You know, that it looked sketchy that we were on a back road.
It does.
Through a small town.
Yeah.
So, and the thing was, I wanted to just be like, fuck it. I don't even want to go to Canada. We'll just turn around and hang out in Burlington. Burlington was cool. You know, I was just like, let's go to Canada because we could do it. And,
I'm going to be honest with you. Went to Montreal
for a night, stayed in a hotel, went to the casino, and I was like, well, this kind of sucks, and then left the next day. But, you know, it was funny because they really just searched our car and were like, who are you and why are you coming in to Canada
this
back road?
This would have been a much better... Don't use the back roads.
Don't use the back roads. The back roads, you just look sketchy.
Right.
And an exhaust leak Chevy truck.
Yeah, it was a bad truck. It would have been a much better story if you went, you know what? Fuck you. We don't want to go into your country and turn around and went the other way.
Yeah.
We should do that for a show.
Could you do that?
We should.
Like, I don't know if you could do that. Like, after you're, you know.
That would be sketchy looking. It would be sketchy looking. Sure.
Yeah.
I crossed into the border from Duluth, Minnesota into Canada, and I had a lot of fireworks on me. And they were like, do you want to declare anything? We were like, we got a lot of fireworks. And they were like, all right, hand them over. And they were like, we were like, can we light these off now? And he was like, no.
No way.
And he's like, well, what are you going to do with them? And he's
Wrath?
Yeah, me and Wrath. And he goes, we were like, well, what are you going to do with the fireworks? He's like, we're going to put them in an incinerator. And I was like, so then they're going to go off in the incinerator. And he's
cool.
like,
Sounds
he's like, no. No, they're not. We're going to take the fuses off. I was like, you
goddamn Canadians.
Goddamn Canadians.
They don't know how to shoot fireworks off.
Border agents are, they never have a sense of humor.
No.
You can never joke with the border.
Ice. That's ice.
That's ice. Sorry.
It's ice. All right. We got a couple of minutes left. What did we learn today?
You have to be rich to go to Canada.
You have to be rich to go to Canada. What else did we learn today? David Duke is running for Senate.
Is running around Louisiana, New Orleans.
Morgan?
If you want to check out carlosdietrichs.com/whiskeydregs, D-R-E-G-S. Check him out. He's got some cool work. Well, but we
don't. Don't worry about it.
You putting Vaseline on your lips?
Yeah.
You got chap lips?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
You got chap lips?
Yep.
Chaplicks suck, dude. That's the worst.
Let's not start on a conversation when we have 45 seconds left.
You can't get into Canada with those, right?
Well, you can't get into Canada with chaplips. Good show, guys. Everybody did real well.
I didn't expect
you guys to be here.
We didn't expect to
but
be here either.
We're
here.
Yeah. We are here.
We tried.
Yeah. Well, should we go to the surf bar?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
I think it's starting to get going right
now. Yeah,
starting
to get going. All right. Meet us at the surf bar, bro.
They're bullies over there, though.
Yeah, they are bullies.
They'll take a chainsaw to your surfboard if you're not nice to them.
It's true. They will.
There's a video.
And people are laughing about
it.
Laugh
and whistle.
And the
worst part is
the Yelp review up on the wall.
It's pretty great.
Story.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. All right, guys. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Idly, hey. Go home.